Blog Talk Radio.
Dutch Body Radio. Life back to dust, dust, Dutch Body Radio. You need to tune in to Dutch Body Radio. Life back to dust, dust, Dutch Body Radio.
Life back to dust, dust, Dutch Body Radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio.
Tomorrow, you need work in your career. Steady J holds the title. When I bet, when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk. Ain't no American Idol. Jock and Samore, Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust. Music was with hot models. We got life after dust, dust, dust. Radio to come up is a must. Must tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
Hello, everybody. This is Miss Computer Lady WMCL. And whenever I'm not busy, I tune into Life After Dusk Live with Steady J on the Dusk Spot.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Red Shades. And when I'm not writing songs or directing music videos, I'm tuning in to my boy, Steady J, on Life After Dusk and The Dusk Spot. Make sure you check out his website on duskowls.ning.com. Become a member right now. All right, y'all. One.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. This is your boy, Steady J. And, man, it is a special hump day after dusk. Wednesday, you know how we do it every Wednesday. On the show, we bring you, first hour is the all music hour. That's where we get a lot of music from artists who are on dustspot.com. And they share some of the music for us to play on here. Then, second hour, we always bring up different interviews or topics or hot mess or whatever. For this week's topic is, can you be single and enjoy Valentine's Day? As well as we'll be talking about some of your 90 moments of the week. Today's sponsors are Audible.com. You go to audibletrial.com/SettyJ, C-E-D-D-Y, letter J. That's where you can find over 150,000 titles of all different genres. And here's the thing. Not only are they books, but they're audiobooks. So you can listen on the go, you know, listen while, you know, while you sometimes you're going to the toilet, listen to some music or whatever, or trying to read. So you have, instead of having your newspaper, now you can listen to something good. So there you go. Go to audibletrial.com/SettyJ and Notoriously Naughty. You go to them, and they are also doing some great things as well. So what do y'all got? What is Notoriously Naughty got going on for Valentine's Day? I know you guys are wondering. Now, of course, you know, because Notoriously Naughty is not only known for their events, they're also known for their pleasurable toys. And you can always, you can check them out, go there, and you can find out how you can get involved with that. So I'm just kind of let you guys know what some of the big things they got going on. I know they got the big bash coming up on the 21st, Friday the 21st. Annual West Coast Cali's Finest Exotic Male Review. You can be able to check that out. And also, don't forget to check out this, and that's coming up this Sunday. You know, it's called Exotic Valentine. And also President Weekend Extravaganza. So check that out as well. You know, there's a lot of big moves in Taurus United is making. Go to the page at facebook.com/NNTeam, and you can keep up with everything they got going on. And also see on the cover of Real Swag magazine, they also had the Notoriously Naughty Shy on there too. So big ups to her. She just recently became a part of Dust Spot, so I appreciate her. Appreciate the love. Well, we're going to go ahead and go try my all music hour. I'm going to introduce his first track, and then, you know, do what we do. His first track is a brand-new track by that guy, TK. This is a track sitting there for him just coming on his new mixtape. Y'all be on the lookout for that. It's going to be hot. This dude, like, I love his energy. It's called the No Plan B mixtape that'll be out pretty soon. And this is one of the tracks that will be on it. We'll be back after this.
That guy, TK. NBA. Okay. Woo, woo. On a scale of 1 to 10, she probably a 2. When you see it, don't hug her. Just throw her a deuce. Said, I'm sorry. But shawty, you a deuce. Said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But shawty, you a deuce. Cause one man's trash is another man's treasure. And one man's pain is another man's pleasure. With that being said, we ain't meant to be together. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But shawty, you a deuce. You a deuce. I'm sorry, I ain't tryna be rude. The devil is a lie, girl, I gotta tell the truth. She saying that we mean we NBA, girl, we rude. Face like that, can't even drop the top on the coupe. Hair and nails dead, we need help, girl, you need glue. Terrio armpit, smell of you say ew. Instagram sexy, Instagram flexing. Restitution in the club, yelling, go Big Lexi. Slid me her number, but no, I won't be texting. Look at you, now look at me. Back at you, you still ain't cute. If you was Mountain Dew, wouldn't do the do. Saying that you NBA, you ain't with the crew. On a scale of 1 to 10, she probably a 2. When you see it, don't hug her. Just throw her a deuce, said I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but shawty, you a deuce. Said I'm sorry, I'm sorry, but shawty, you a deuce. Cause one man's trash is another man's treasure. And one man's pain is another man's pleasure. With that being said, we ain't meant to be together. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, but shawty, you a deuce. She a deuce, a zero. Captain Save a hoe, yeah, you a hero. Katrina, she a deep, cause she all about the narrow. I don't want no easy buckets, nah. I don't want a free throw, want the 3-ball hair and nails, did everything designer shit. Got her own money, I'm a sponsor, give her sponsorship. Track money, 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 never run out of it. No, you ain't ugly, baby girl, it's your attitude. On a scale of 1 to 10, send you to the mother dude. No, I ain't a fuck nigga, baby, I don't fuck with you. Well, a lot, I am a truck that only on April Fool's. I know your rate won't go up just cause you love the crew. NBA, we the crew. On a scale of 1 to 10, she probably a 2. When you see it, don't hug her. Just throw her the deuce. Said I'm sorry, I'm sorry. But shawty, you a deuce. Said I'm sorry, I'm sorry. But shawty, you a deuce. Cause one man's trash is another man's treasure. And one man's pain is another man's pleasure. With that being said, we ain't meant to be together. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. But shawty, you a deuce. Cause she got a little bit purse, but ain't no money in it. She still stay with her mom, but swear she independent. Why you flexing, yeah, you ain't about it. You a deuce, girl, I gotta shout it. All that shit you talk, and you still a deuce. All that microphone, girl, you still a deuce. All that shit you talk, girl, you still a deuce. All that microphone, girl, you still a deuce. Try.
All right, bro, we're going to keep the all music hour going. Next track is by my girl Seven Gervais. It's just crying on the inside. Keep it going.
Motherless lost child, I'm walking in the wrong direction. Wishing I had some love and affection. Nobody ever questions your pain when you stress it's Not easy when you open your heart with depression. See life's lesson, the separation from the pros and cons. Learning it is a part of the blessing. Select the collection. The message is the quest, but I don't know what the quest is. So I can see you crying inside. Who I can see through your eyes. Not yet accustomed to them phonies who be pacing me lies. When you need them the most is when you never get a reply. Truth is when you never get a reply. Now check it. Every day I have to face the world with many faces as the time races. I'm rapid in my approach, so I'll decide patience. And if the government believes in us, we have a shot at being happy, but the trees in us. Spacecraft being built because they're leaving us. But that's another story for another time. Though I implore you to listen, go ahead and rewind. We'll never be fine. We walk around with the eyes closed. If other people seeking shelter, we deprive those. And bystanders catching bullets in Chicago. It's illustrated, so I reckon it's Diablo. Slicker than any scandalous 5-0. That what you treasure, you should care for. Insist on being selfish, even though you bear scars. The separation of the nation, and it's done by design. I pray my liver system don't be reaching many of mine. We're running the struggle and suffer the pain. It's part of the journey, it's part of the game. You can pass your life by, focus on the right tribe. Tell you it's an option, or make the decision option. We are born full of promise, taught to assimilate, only to find out that our assimilation was based on falsehood, untruth, and inequality. Our promise fades, and struggle becomes our reality. And yet we are expected to wear the mask of contentment and appreciation. Those who hold the reins of society say, look, haven't we atoned for the ills of yesteryear? Aren't things better? At a superficial glance of the social horizon, it may seem to be so. But one must do an in-depth analysis to see the game may have changed. But the rules are still the same, only with different wording. So I ask you this, who are you willing to live for? And who are you willing to die for? Your essence is but your own. Process thoughts and keep your eyes wide open.
I can't live without you. See, I'm smiling on the outside while I'm just crying on the inside. Chasing the world without you.
Voices like a musical, and all I hear is music. No, I'm feeling you like a blind man. just for the soul. Forever me and you, but if forever never comes, however, if it does, then I do. I eat forbidden fruit just to get you to the moon. I jump over broom just to get my heart to you. Love turn me to a fool, but it's cool. Spread my wings, I'm a cocoon. Fly myself straight out to you and set me free. As happy as can be, you and me. We can start a family. Watch my seeds grow in the trees. Build a house upon the beach. You and me.
This is Nemo. The spoken word piece is entitled As Long As I Breathe. As long as I breathe, you will never have me. Held captive in your wings, a personal torment. Call it black as the dark of night to transform me to the shade that you apparently like. I can imagine the sounds of a past lashing out for help to change their color fast, but became sucked in as if there was a black hole, never to be seen again. And at that point, their personal world turns cold. As long as I breathe, you will never have me held captive in your world. I refuse to be the new generation hangman. For every word you say, I sustain more and more pain while wanting to treat you the same way or 10 times worse to make my day just to give you what you want or a little more. So much that I become the supporting actress in your show. Thank you. As long as I breathe, you will never have me hanging from rotten vines so I fall to my demise. Swimming in bottomless filth, with the filth being your mind. As long as I breathe, you will never, ever, 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 ever in life have me. This is Nemo. This one is entitled Here and Now. You can say what you want, but it will never add up. It makes no sense. It's time to just wrap it up. Now the show is over and they want refunds because the gig is up. Only thing that we should be saying is in God we trust. Because the world as a whole holds no trust in eyes. Everywhere we turn, people are singing lies. Come on, let's be real. It's part of history and time. We've just gotten slicker in our ways to deceive our own kind. Brainwashed by the millions, falsified information by the trillions. This is the world that we're living in. Prayers in schools is like a sin, and now today children are descendants of stereotypical ignorance. Unbelievable things falling off our pretty fresh lips. We want hope for our future and diminish our past, but we have to work in the present to make that last. Let's turn on the ignition and step on the gas. Be accountable for our mistakes and clear a straight path. If you don't understand, then let's do the math, or better yet, you can Google in the spare time that you have. How many deaths? How many unemployed? How many are homeless, just trying to get warm? How many are on the block being salesmen into the streets? Or even how many children are raped and killed due to untreated individuals that come from a cycle that repeats? Man, it's so deep, you'd be buried 6 feet. Because we are dead to the world, or the world is dead to us. We ignore reality, and that's why we are stuck. This is Nemo. This one is entitled Mathematical Vision Theory. Your visions are the pictures that start out painted all in your mind. So it's chalked up to being fake. Others think you're a delusional clown. You gotta punch them with your words and KO them with your actions, and then tell them just like this. Are my visions a little clearer for understanding? pimp slap, stomped down and left in the desert of your droughted mind. Now how do you define the term a delusional clown? I could choose the ignorant ways to produce the product of ultimate hurt. Like say, go stand in front of the mirror, the truer version of the clown is in that picture. Now I choose to lift you up and others that cross my path too. Nothing's wrong with an helping hand. We can all use just a few to make our minds more receptive to the perception of silly little visions and collaborate our ideas to weaken the strongest mathematical divisions. Now, if we multiply our determination and calculate it just right, then the solution should all add up to the plan that's so dynamite. As you take the time to get the drastic final results, you're subtracting all the negativity and a final positive outcome.
Yeah. why he pays for it. Maserati smooth in the sheets, that's why he craves for this money. No lover, you a fool, that's why you stay hungry. Ordering Chinese when you know that I'm a steak homie. Billy Rabbit, tricks for tricks, so won't you roll over? Bossy like Khalif, can't get away from being a dog on the mind milkshake. Kids better than your homeowner. Got you confused about who you taking home to your mama. Same time invested in me as your main woman. There's some complicated shit, so now you wanna run from it. Say your heart is with me, but she got your family, and you can't leave me alone since we share a history. Home between two homes, two chicks in love making. Her what is boring, but with me is no faking. I'm waiting, this is crazy, baby, why you go and changing? I thought we was everlasting, I guess I'm daydreaming.
One plus one makes two.
What the hell you tripping for? You knew when we started this, what was up, and now you want more. I mean, ain't no death for you when things get hard and when it's straight. You must shout it right. I take care of shit when you can't, and I do damn well. Late night drilling, think I should get paid, but to my life you mean more than me.
It's a late night late.
We kick it tougher than closest home.
Always real and never fall.
Even my niggas be looking at me like,
you tripping, homie.
Light up this sticky for me. Uncap this Henny for me.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what's really on my mind if you let me, honey. Don't wanna see you go cause you made me just
feel so good.
But my people need me and need to be there for them like I should. But be honest, don't you like it when I
touch right there
and kiss right here and rub that there?
Oh, yeah.
And don't it make you feel like right?
Yeah.
Really shouldn't have to explain. Get with it, take those off and come hit me, you dig?
Listening to what I'm talking about. It was us, now it's we. Baby, I am what you need. You ain't ever say that you was gonna start a family.
You right, and I feel you, but somewhere to combo, you got confused. You looking for love, and now I'm looking to bust a move. You chose this, knew by my focus, did you jump in? Thought I was gonna change.
What?
Shit, I ain't budging.
One plus one makes two of me. Your chick plus you makes three, not two.
Trying to look cool, ain't afraid to say I sold drugs when I went to school. Fuck guns, I'd rather shoot pool and plot with my dogs on what's the next move. Don't nobody want to grind, but everybody want the loot. Don't nobody keep it real, but they all expect the truth. The truth is most rappers every town copping QPs, but they rapping about pounds. Instead of rapping about what they selling right now, exaggerating stories that never went down. 1,000 XOs, weed bricks I lived at, but never said I was Scarface when I did that. I was small time, but I made moves. But most these niggas rap about it just to sound cool. Fools, scared to rap about your real life, but I'll respect you more if you tell me what you really like. Gave it all up, scales in the bands, got a grant, went to school, bought a mic and a pad. Kids in my hood, I tell them go to
cause they ain't got a dad. Mike Jack bad, LL bad. All I make is good music, Kanye on that ass. Murder shit, Casey Anthony swag. I saw feet, charge me with ass. Yeah, young black and all black. My set forever red, but fuck dying for a flag. Freedom and respect, now I'll die for that. Bury me with a mic, box of blunts and a sack. Skinny pants rappers, let's talk about that. Years ago you was in baggy pants laughing at that. Then all of a sudden it's a trend, so it's cool. So you tryna be cool, you afraid to be you, nigga.
Damn. Damn. Swear. Everybody saying they keep it real, they scared to tell the truth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Full of dip, cup full of spit. Bitch, I'm from Texas on my redneck shit. I can say I'm from New York, I can say I'm from LA to sound cool, but I'm from a college city with gangs. Yeah, and I ain't tryna sound cool when I rap about guns, say killer in the booth. Cause that's what I do, kill rappers in the booth. Every lyric is a bullet and I'm aiming at you, nigga. Rather help you out, not take you out. Put the homeless in homes, that's what I'm about. Yeah, a nigga motherfucker street cred. I ain't about to prove shit, I'm a grown man. Couldn't make a hit if I pissed underhand. Muscle man, cold man, get big Roseanne. Dig a hole for every rapper acting on the mic stand. At your funeral, the choir singing like.
It's kinda tight.
Yeah, and I ain't got the latest shoes, but I stay fly, my baby got food. To all my listeners, see I'm just like you. I'm at the dollar store, Walmart too. I'm pissing in the cup, I'm on probation too. Don't ever say I'm acting fake to look cool. You gon' make me lose my cool, Bobby Knight, Mr. Scrooge. Yeah, nigga, so play it cool. Killer in the booth, Tim Allen with the tool. Fuck what they do and how they view you. It's cool to be different. Cool to be you.
Stop lying in the booth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Beat maker, the hit maker.
Hey, little baby. I don't really need nobody else. All I need is you.
Chris, L-A-W. All I need is someone who gon' rock for me. All I need is someone who can fly with me. All I need is someone who can make me smile. All I need who is worth my while. All I need, girl, girl, all I need is you. All I need, girl, girl, all I need is you. All I need, girl, girl, all I need is you. All I need, girl, girl, all I need is you.
My main chick that I fuck with, she gon' ride for me, so I'm stuck with. She ain't like these hoes, so ain't worth shit. Nah, they ain't worth shit. She do what she say, she gon' back it up. She don't talk shit just to be adding up. She bad fuck with a nice body with a big butt, and I like that. We get super fly, we get fucked up, we super high. We make great covers, so we super fly. Hey, get mad, so we wave goodbye. All I need is someone who is by my side. I ain't got a thirst twice. She down to ride, she gon' ride for me. She gon' ride for me, she gon' take the bullet, she gon' die for me. I ain't worried about nothing, she take care of me. All I need is no one else, you to work for me. All I need is no one else, you to work for me. All I need
not the Nevic. Go ahead and talk to me, girl.
I cannot sleep here in my dreams. I stay awake and miss you all night long.
Crazy, split with a gift in mind, but baby, I know we had a problems, but lately I find myself racing to save this relationship. Just for a touch. Yeah, we had it all, but it wasn't enough. I miss your smile. I hope you can stay for the past and the future and now on.
Set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you, no other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love, and with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
I don't want to set the world on fire, honey. I love you too much. I just want to start a great big flame down in your heart. You see, way down inside of me. Darling, I have only one desire, and that one desire is you. And I know nobody else ain't gonna do.
I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just wanna be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same,
I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
Black and my.
rap to you real quick. I'm gonna enjoy the luxury of life. Now I know each other for real.
Flower bomb, let me guess your favorite phrase. And you got that bomb. I'm trying to detonate. No disrespecting, baby. Just try and make you smile. Try to keep my spirits up. Try to keep your spirits up. Little by whoever. Took it forever. Take it dress. I acknowledge your effort. So I clap for it. She deserves in the flow. Shawty working so hard. She deserves that song. Shawty with your baton. Racing through my mind. Like we heard that. I got that work. I heard that she been on strike. Head to tail. I read your mind. She been on the balance first. Caramel. Hockey out. Shawty get in the first. I can be your best friend. Be your nigga. On example first. I'm just trying for that. They just trying to work your nerves. I'm just trying to read your mind. I'm just trying to be through mine. I'm just trying to keep you like. They just trying to keep you like. I believe in love at first sight. Can I be with you just one night? I can wear you pop and fly. I can tell you like a sister, but I make you come to try. I can sit with you one night. Can't fly if I can't write. Need to make my thing tight, but that lotus flower just ain't right. I ain't thinking I ain't right. Can't fly, but I can't fight. Baby, you the common all, but I be damned if I do not wear mine. Or I'm trap, can I speak up? Or the piece down, can we eat lunch? Can take shots with your flavor? Flash drunk, you got A cup. I can make a neat one night. Slightly more if it's done right. That gorgeous face, but don't know your name. It ain't important, baby.
Everybody, this is G-Man.
It's Shot Baby.
And whenever I'm not listening to the Bon Vivant mixtape,
I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Blog Talk Radio in the Dusk Spot.
This is the one and only Antoinette Soto from Tucson, Arizona, showing love to my puppy, DJ Seti J. Mwah.
Thank you, people. Thank you, thank you. Now we're a little 5 minutes over the hour. we had to get the last thing. I had to get it in. And I know y'all was wondering. You said, man, you're going in with the NO bounce, hitting us in y'all with the bounce music mixes at the end. You know, I had to switch it up. There's a catch-22 to that. You know, of course, this weekend is not only Valentine's weekend. It's also NBA All-Star Weekend. And where is the NBA All-Star at? It is in New Orleans. So that was the catch-22. And a lot of people that's been getting issue number 6, which is actually now officially the highest selling issue of all the now. Just literally the highest selling one. So big ups to Red, big ups to Mizzy, big ups to the Lila Chiefs, big ups to Star, big ups to Miss Reese, big ups to Cat, big ups to all the photographers that got involved too, like Ronaldo Creative. We got a boy over at D Vision Photos. We got Jay Madison, he got involved. Ty Youngblood, a lot of people got involved in making this happen and making the beauty of the magazine just go hard. John O, Mona Angela, everybody did a great job, man, and I'm very proud. You know, just glad to see the support, overwhelming support of people showing up to the magazine, and it kind of reminds me when I saw this show, man. The show, you know, everybody wants you to come out the box just going crazy and just doing big numbers as soon as you come to the box, but that's what it is of life. You gotta understand that it's not going to just happen just overnight. You got to keep being consistent about it, and the results that happen, as long as you continue to improve and you continue to just get stronger in, you know, stronger your promotion campaign, everything, man, people will support it. And word of advice to people, the social magazines, don't always, just because people try, you know, people go by the status quo, who should be on the cover. I am one of those people that I show you that stop always being status quo about the cover model. Think outside the box. You never know, man. The person that people might have counted out, that's a great cover model. You never know. So just know, man, and just go to show. And, you know, Mizzy, Big LC, and, you know, Ms. Reese is on the back cover. No, y'all can see that. You know, these are models that are just kind of getting their feet, just starting to get their feet ready, starting to get in their grooves, understand what they want to do. And what I love about it is, you know, like I said, this is the highest selling one. And a lot of ones that sell are the ones with models who are just starting to get their feet wet. End of the day, it's not always about that. Exactly. Tipping star. Just I'm just saying, man, like, people do that. And I mean, I know I had to get my soapbox a little bit. I just gonna have to toot the horn out of people that's part of the project. That's how it is, man. Support people and, you know, think outside the box. I challenge magazine publishers to think outside the box, especially in the urban world. We got that real messed up that we continue to just let what everybody we want to live up to what everybody else's standard is. That there should be an industry standard and being industry status quo. It's a huge difference. Don't be industry status quo. Have your stuff industry standard, but don't be industry status quo, where you're going to do everything, you're going to monkey see, monkey do, and you got to do exactly everything that other people are doing to, but whatever, just to fit in. Eventually, it's like how my life, I've always been myself. Eventually, people, you know, loving it because in the day, they're like, dang, dude's not going to change. And the thing is, people eventually love it. That's how it goes. So, today's topic on the show is, because I know y'all are wondering what was going on this week. We got for the Wednesday show, we got a big topic today is, can you be single and enjoy Valentine's Day? Can you be single and enjoy Valentine's Day? So, yes, I will be going in on that. And, heck, you know, you're also free to see. You know, you don't have to always call in. You know, a lot of people, the rest, you don't have to call in to show all the time. Feel free to just text it, and we got you. We will still mention it. Just text it, and we will mention it, too. And, or, you know, message it. You know what I'm trying to tell you. Or just message it to me. And, I'm excited, man. A lot of great things are happening. Also, too, not in my moment of the week, don't forget that you can still always share those. And let me put a disclaimer on 9 moments of the week. Just, it does not have to be this week. It's not to be this week. Anytime you see the 9 moments of the week, it does not have to be the current week. The whole point of it is to encourage you to sit in 90 moments, and whatever we mention is the 90 moments of the week. All right, I got it now. Bam. All right, so we got two. I don't know when I'm going to share them. I'm kind of like holding on to them real tight because they're really, really good. I really, really good, y'all. I'm telling you, it's not, it's okay, isn't it? It's really good. So I'm going to try to see. Let me see which one I want to read. Oh, man. I'll give y'all one of them now. And by the way, the Naughty Mamas of the Week are brought to you by Notoriously Naughty, all the way in the Bay. Make sure you go to their fan page on Facebook with over 10,000 people saying, putting a step in them saying, hey, we love them. It's probably more than that, but y'all know how Facebook does. Hey, think, think. But anyways, go to Notoriously Naughty's page and type, and all you do is go to facebook.com/NNT or type in Notoriously Naughty, exactly how it sounds, exactly how it starts. Start the regular way. We can get there, so or we can check out their events. Everything they got going on, man. They got a lot of hot stuff. If you're in the area, you're or anything in the area, you definitely have something fun to do. And, you know, just unique, you know, in it's not on the status quo mindset of how of what fun is. So definitely check them out. They make a lot of big things happen. And that being said, we're going into one of our first 90 moments of the week. That is, and this one is coming from Alex from San Antonio. They both, you know, San Antonio. So a lot of the day we got, well, this one is, hold on, I take that back. This one is Corpus Christi. My mistake. This was Corpus Christi. I went to San Antonio. All right. So I'm going to go to the Corpus Christi one first. All right. So this, and this is one that actually happened this week. Big ups to that. Okay, so the first one I got is, well, she was fucking a man on the front porch this week for the first time at a new house. She was giving him some head. She was giving some head. Everything you could think of. And then it got so real to the fact that she scrolled it all over him, and then she licked him all clean, and she was just. She got real nasty, and she just said she just, this is just every day. She does crazy stuff with her husband every day. So, hey, big ups for that, man. Keith is spicing up outside on the front porch, breaking in. You know how it is, man. When you get to that new spot, you got to break it in somehow, some way. And, heck, commend y'all for that, man. Big ups to that one. So that's just one of the stories. This other one, man. Y'all thought that, some of the people that are a little young in the thought of it, you know, they might be like, oh, man. So, yes. That's what it is, man. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next one. That we'll do that one? No, I'm going to show that one. Hold that one. Okay, so I see we got a caller. I'm going to call in. Who we got?
Good evening. It's the Beasley.
What's up?
All right. No, I just saw the. I hadn't been listening long, but I just saw the topic.
And oh yeah, sad. Yeah. You even got to the topic again. Oh, so I'm glad you brought it up.
Right. Well, that's good. Yes. That's what I like—a non-topic-driven show. They're usually more fun. More fun. You bounce all over the place. But as far as the topic is concerned, you know, it's sad what sheep people are that feel that they have to participate in every commercialized bullshit, non-holiday, non-real event. If you looked into the origins of Valentine's Day, it's a pagan holiday.
Yep.
Which that was celebrated by very non-pious people. Okay? And but people seem to buy into every last one of these so-called holidays, and they want to do what everyone else is doing. I don't get it. I don't think like that.
I think this one's the worst of them all, my man. I feel this one of them all is the worst one. Because
yeah, but if you know, if you're with somebody at the time, if you've got a girl, you need to participate.
Right.
You need. So despite how I feel, if
you
I'm with somebody
at
the time, you know, I'll buy you some flowers and some candy and you know, and ask you if you want to do anything or if you want anything special. So, I mean, I will participate. Last Valentine's Day, I was with someone, and, you know, I asked her, I said, well, you know, do you want anything? You need anything? I mean, there's anything that you want. You want to go out to eat? You want something? This woman works hard. She's like, no, I'll just come by. We'll do what lovers do. I'm like, that's fine. But you know, that's a mature woman speaking. That little frills don't matter as much, but some people put a lot of stock into it, and women in particular. And it's too. It's almost like you have to have, or be at a party, or have a real festive thing, to do the Super Bowl.
I mean, here's my question too, man. Like, you know, because a lot of people do this too. I've always found this issue. You know. The girl gets what she really wants, and you know what a lot of the guys, what they want in return, you know, they already, all they want is the gift that keeps on giving, if y'all know what I mean. And,
what are you talking about?
You know,
about
so what's the, oh no, not those kinds of gifts, not the mutual gifts.
If somebody breaks up about something
that they don't, then they find that problem. So if that's what they want and you get what you really want and you're in a relationship, what's the problem? Explain that one to me.
I mean, when you're in a relationship with someone, I mean, women enjoy sex as much as men, sometimes more so. When you're in a relationship, I mean, hopefully you're already having sex with this person or you're not really in a relationship, if you ask me. She's having sex with somebody. It just might not
Ooh,
be you, but
I love you.
And vice versa. But yeah, I don't see the big deal there. I don't get it. Right. I mean, if you decide someone that you know that you got your eyes on and you've been conversing and talking with the person, or I guess what they call it, courting, and you take them out and you're going to make them your Valentine, but you haven't touched that yet. I guess it could be a time to consummate it and take the relationship or to the next level. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I guess you know. I guess you make someone your Valentine. I mean, they're already your Valentine. They're already your woman. You're already involved with them. You're already screwing. You know.
Right, now, here's why the topic came up, because actually, it's funny, it's actually kind of ties into yesterday, it kind of ties into me, how you appear in me. You know, a lot of people put so much stock into short-term of success, happiness. Like, for instance, okay, so you can tell me you're a single person, right? And you
right
want
now,
to be
yeah.
with somebody so bad, well, I'm just
generalizing, okay.
Like, right. You're a single person. Let's say you were single January 5th. You are
right
to get in a relationship around now just so you can have somebody, for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You have to explain it to me. That makes no freaking sense. I need people to come tell me what's the problem with being single for Valentine's Day. That's why I find the topic, because to me, you know, I've had ones where if I'm single, heck, I show love to myself. That means I'm being bitter. I'm sure if anybody else I love myself. So I'm going to show myself good.
you hit the nail on the head. And, you know, and I feel that way about all of these holidays. Now, Thanksgiving I like to participate in. But it doesn't have to be with a bunch of people. And I generally cook Thanksgiving dinner. You know, Monday or Tuesday before. By the time Thanksgiving's rolling around, I'm making turkey soup out of the carcass. But sometimes I'll go to people's homes. People are caught up in all this stuff, and they're caught up in all that you have to be doing something on all these days. You know, and it's not like I go against the grain all the time. I guess I'll barbecue on Memorial Day or 4th of July or before. I don't have to have fireworks. I don't get it. I mean, I get it. I just don't choose to always participate.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't think it's any big deal. Hold on. I don't know how old you are. Okay. But your birthday.
I'm 27.
you're a little kid. All right, you're a youngster. All right, you're a youngster. I'm older than you. So, you know, our perspective might be a little bit different. But as you get older, your birthday, yeah, it's an exciting day and it's your birthday, but it's another day. It's another day. Every day seems to become another day. I mean, someone asked me, you know, your birthday. Like, I live every day like it's my birthday. I live like every day like it's Christmas, you know? But I'm different.
Right.
So you can't gauge the rest of the world by me. But being single on Valentine's Day.
It's not about, for me, like, when people don't realize, it's not about my birthday. So there's some people are drawing on people to give them gifts. I just want you, just a simple gesture to say happy birthday to me.
Man, it's nice to get
me. That's like money. That's like giving me money because
man,
for me,
the older you
all the days about is I am living another year and I'm living a year that a friend that I may have lost or whatever along the way did not get to see. That's how I look at it. I don't look at it as, oh yeah, you gotta bring me some gifts, or it's not gonna be great. Like that's not.
That's
what the kids thinking.
Yeah, a lot of people think like little kids. The older you get, it's nice just for someone to give you a call.
Yes.
Or to get a card, or even to get an e-card. I don't
or
do Facebook
posts that say happy birthday or whatever. That means something.
I don't
to me.
Do just Facebook. I don't participate in Facebook. But I used to participate on a message board, and I would tell them that was my birthday, and you got 50, 60 people telling you happy birthday. That feels good.
Yes.
That feels good. So I know people do it on Facebook, too.
Oh, yeah, they go, oh, you think a message board is crazy. Oh, you had to literally, on your birthday on Facebook, you literally got to cut the notifications off because it just gets so wild.
Oh,
like, oh, hitting man.
Your phone up, right.
Yeah,
so far, cool,
like, oh, no. I'll read them later. But, yeah.
That's a cool thing.
I'm going to read something. I'm going to read because we got some stuff in the chat that's actually going along with something we were talking about. Let's see this one here. There we go. All right. Try to make sure I catch up. All right. Like, for instance, like, DJ Smelter was joking around. He was like, as far as Thanksgiving means thanks for giving us your shit. Thanks for giving us your shit. That's all what Indians say on that day. So, yes, I agree with him, Matt. He says, they made a comment kind of exactly what you said. He said, live every day like it's a holiday and you will
right.
be happy, broke but happy.
Even that, right. You got life. I mean, and you got a chance to get some money.
Yes. I mean, it's like me, it's a holiday. Every day I'm able to come here and do this show. Like, I told people, a lot of people don't realize that not only do I just love doing this because it's helped me get some places professionally, but also it's like my peaceful tranquility when I come in. Like, hearing different, not only just being able to share my opinions, but hearing other people's stuff and hearing what they got to say. Because I love that. I love y'all being able to feel like, hey, I can talk about what I want to talk about when it comes to something and not feel like I have to be chastised about it. I get to speak on it the way I want to. That's what this is all about. That's what this network's about.
You know another thing about all of these holidays? They're all commercialized. They're all trying to get you to spend something. And I admit,
my favorite one is, here's my favorite one. You have to love this when, you know, this is how commercialized it is. Halloween ends on the 31st, and you got stuff up for Christmas on the 31st already, October. Wow.
Go in any store. They're setting you up for one after the other. Like, damn, they putting up the Christmas stuff already? Now, all of them try to get you to spend a little bit more.
Hey, we got presents. You know, stuff like that actually had semi-meaning. And I was like, hey, we got a Presidents Day sale in Walmart. It's like, what? Okay, I'm just not.
Kid, everything's on sale at Walmart anyway.
Yeah, it was. Anything to sell Walmart and show his lies. He was lies on sale at Walmart, too.
Yeah, Walmart's on sale. Yeah, exactly. Walmart's on sale anyway. Thanks for them little for them people that they pay 2 cents an hour to work over in Thailand or wherever, in China that they don't give the employees no nothing. Yeah, it's on sale. People's lives are on sale. But everything's commercialized. If someone wanted to boycott them all, I don't blame them. But you know it's good. I tell you what, when you've got some extra dough, they're a little bit more fun and easier to participate in.
Exactly.
When your dough's a little tight, no Christmas tonight. No, I mean.
For St. Patrick's Day, I like that random hot girl from Tissue out of nowhere. That is fun. I do like that one.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah, that's cool.
I'm an Irish girl. I'm not Irish, but I pretend I am today.
Hey, you wear something green.
She came and groped me. I was like, that was so random. I was like, did this kid just grope me out of nowhere? She was like, taking too far, but she was being funny. She was like, No, y'all remember I said kids? I was like, that's so boring. So it was funny. It was hilarious. She wasn't like trying to kill me or anything. But,
yeah,
I mean, as far as like I was saying about being single, like I said, if you don't love yourself, I don't know how you can love anybody else. And no, I mean, stop getting people. I need y'all to stop getting with people just so you can, just like you said. You said it perfectly. Stop trying to fit in so bad that you're going to go get somebody just for Valentine's Day because you don't want to be alone. And it's funny because half these people, they get broke up with on September. February.
Yeah.
15th. And they're like, you can't be mad. You break up with me. Be in a thumb. He knew what he was doing. He was playing his position. He was playing his position. He knew he was going to get stuff if he made your day on Valentine's Day. So he played his position just right. Bam. And instead of you just being single and realizing that. Because sometimes you did get, like, people will give you gifts sometimes if you just being single. I remember one year I got one of my female best friends, right? Never got dealt with no type of way like that. Like, I got a stuffed animal. She was in a relationship with somebody. He wasn't like feeling threatened by me anything. I got her a gift. I wasn't going that way by the time. But I was like, hey, you know what? I feel like giving somebody something for Valentine's Day. Gave my friend a bear, and she's like, oh, and so she still has that bear to this day. And that's the thing. Like, what I don't like about it is people stick. You know, like that's why I said the single part. It's all right to be able to celebrate it and not feel like you got to be pressured to go be with somebody just to enjoy the holiday.
I pulled that Valentine stunt a couple times.
How was yours when you did it?
You know, a few days before you asked me to be a Valentine. They say, yeah. Take them out. You buy them some flowers. But these are people that I wanted to be with. These were like bad ones, you know, fine ones. I don't like, you know, I would rather be alone than mess with a duck or somebody mediocre or somebody with a weave or with a funky-ass attitude. That don't turn me on at all. I'm talking about beauties, you know.
Like it's an event to me. If you do get for a woman that you are interested in, you're not just getting it because sometimes the involved with things you just try to get it just to get something. No, sometimes I'm gonna let y'all inside the male's mind. Sometimes we actually
it kind of melts. It's a kind of way of melting the ice with the really fine women, man. Everybody's chasing after them and saying all kind of corny shit, you know?
We're all kind of simp type shit, you know? I've always considered myself kind of exclusive, and, you know, let me put it like to you like this. You know, any dog can chase a cat, but it takes some real game to get the cat to chase the dog. You dig what I'm saying?
Yep.
You dig what I'm saying? So, you know, you don't fawn over them like everyone else does, but you might want to keep your, you know, have your conversation and everything going on a regular basis. Don't really hit on them, and try to get them to like you a bit and ask them to be your Valentine. Man, believe me, a beautiful woman is bewildered if you spend time with her and speak with her, whether it be on the phone, and go somewhere with her and do things and don't try to make no moves.
Yeah, I can speak to that from experience, because I remember...
Man, I know what I'm talking about.
I didn't make any moves. I didn't make any moves with one girl. I was just enjoying the company, and I remember she hit me up the next day, and she was like, oh, you don't know how bad she... I mean, I tried to tell you, like he said earlier, too, you made a comment, you said, the women want it just as bad as we do, too. And she was
man.
Like, ooh, you don't know how bad I wanted you to do something. I mean, you just being so, and you just sitting just relaxed and just chilling.
And you already knew, so she told you that you
just
fell apart.
Yeah, she fell apart. She was already about to lose it. She attacked me when I saw her person. That's how I was supposed to be. You know,
man,
it's
just the way real
women are more receptive to that.
I can pat you on the back, man. That's just the way real players play, man. That's something. That's some game everybody don't understand, man. Amen to that. Amen to that. She asked you to be her Valentine. Bought you some flowers and candy or whatever else. She said, yeah, she lost her, she couldn't keep her composure no more.
I got some great Valentine. I don't tell you this too, like, the need a gift, like, when you something you don't expect, the people you need to tell people you want it or whatever, and they just know how to read you and get stuff for you that you would actually like. Like, for instance, Christmas, my mom got me some really nice wireless microphones. I did not even tell her, hey, I want some microphones for Christmas or whatever. She just happened to read my mind. And knew that, you know, there's been paying attention that, hey, you know, I'm looking into getting some microphones. It wasn't like dropping the hits. But she just got these microphones, and it's just crazy that's what I like about the holiday. I mean, one year, Valentine got me some lotion. They got me some lotion from a place I wouldn't even think I would ever go in. Bad for Body Works, like the men collection. You know,
man,
as far as some guys,
that
you say
Bad
for Body Works.
Yeah, got some of those scents that smell good as hell.
I'm telling y'all, I'm about to break a myth right now for the guys. Just because it's bad for Body Works, don't mean it's bad. I'm telling you, that's why that lotion and body wash had me going crazy because it was just the smell of it was just
man.
Wow.
Man, some of those lotions smell so good on a woman. And
yes.
But I had a woman we were living together at the time, but it hadn't been for a long time. It had been for maybe about 4 or 5 months. I wasn't expecting much. I got her some flowers and a box of candies. I was happy to do that. That's what I would do, flowers and candies and a teddy bear or something like that. And I wasn't expecting nothing. She bought me a half gallon of Crown Royal. I'm like, you really are stepping up to the plate. You my kind of girl.
Yeah, you give me some Crown Royal.
A half gallon of it, the big bottle.
That's how you break the plate. You're breaking the ice, definitely. Man.
Oh, man. Say, damn, I love you.
Like,
happy
Thanksgiving.
I had a long time. I was like, you were really thinking. And you didn't go halfway. You went all the way. Yeah, so it's all good. What's your name?
And my name is Seti J, man. Seti, C to the E to the V to the D to the Y.
And what part of the country are you in? I'm out here in California.
I'm in Tejas. It'd be Fort Worth to be exact. Yes.
I got.
But I'm originally from Jersey, so you got both of those areas mixed into me. It comes out when each part of me comes out when it wants to.
What brought you down there to Tejas?
Well, because, you know, well, my dad's from here, my mom's from there. They met each other in the Air Force, Sam, Office, and then I sprung up shortly after they got married. So
you probably could have a better quality life. You probably could have a better quality life down there in Tejas.
Oh yeah, the cost of living is a little bit. The cost of living is lower, and it's not like or people ever. I tell people because some of you they haven't been to Texas, and I told them they'll say like, "Well, how far is this city?" And when I told them, they start to realize how big Texas really is. Like,
yeah, Texas is huge.
Houston for me is 5 hours away.
Yeah, may as well. Texas is big. Even driving across country, if you just drive across the panhandle, it's long as hell.
Yes. So I drove, I had to drive. A lot of the driving, when you're trying to drive towards driving from here to Jersey, a lot of it is getting out of Texas. Well, basically because of the fact that I'm in North Texas, it doesn't take that much to get out of Texas. So, yeah, I go there to Arkansas, then Arkansas to Tennessee, Tennessee to Virginia to
all the way up
to West Virginia, Maryland, PA, then Jersey.
Yeah, been there, done all that. Anyway, I'm just glad to chime in on the topic. I'm Brown Beasley. I be around these parts. I call into a bunch of different shows. I'm
in the
process
of
maybe doing the show on another time. I've done a couple of test shows. I got a couple of people that want to produce the show for me. And I'm just not, you know, it's a lot of drama happens on here, too, for people that are on here all the time, but...
Oh yes, in March it'll be 5 years for me. I'm gonna share some advice for you. I'm gonna share some advice with you on the air just for other people that's new to the game too.
But I figured it out quick.
Yes, you're doing the first thing that we used to do all the time. I first started, and people are starting to slowly do it again. Like matter of fact, two people in my chat room are hosts. You, my boy Renato from BX25 Vixens Magazine Radio, and my boy Starship Smelly, Captain Smells So Good. He's in the chat room too. Like that's what we do. We go to each other's shows, bam, and that helps you become a better host because you know it keeps you focused, it keeps you in practice of staying real rounded to what you tell your show. And you're prepared to do it, and then now you're building. Now you're sharing those fan bases because now you were like, "Oh yeah, that's the guy's show who comes by this guy's show, comes by this show I listen to all the time. I gotta go check him out." And it's starting to get back to that again. I'm slowly seeing that, so it's good to see that. It's good to see that you're a new host that's making that prepared.
Yeah, but I ain't that anxious about it. I just seen these folks have so much drama and end up hating each other, and then it gets wicked. Court cases.
Oh yeah,
all kinds of shit.
Oh no, ooh, that's I haven't seen the court case.
I've seen it go crazy.
That's new. Stuff now.
Mostly with them white folks, it really gets out of hand. It really gets crazy with them. It really gets wild with them. They've taken this stuff to different extremes. But if you don't know about that world, I'm not going to even tell you about it because you're better off not knowing. But it gets wild and hairy.
Like, it's dramatic. There's been drama, like, for instance, there was, like, a long time ago, there was a show, and Smelly knows about the story, there was a show that they came out of chat room, it was so back there, they're like, oh, who was doing it? So they just started doing random hating on the guests over in the chat room and stuff, and on me, and so they could try to get people to cover their show. They were going about it the wrong way, and they started this unnecessary beef on my show, out of nowhere, and so that's sort of stuff. I mean, there's been love stories that have happened.
And eventually, what happens with all the love stories? It goes bad, and then it goes bad, and you got your business all out there, and everybody mm-hmm. jumps in and tags on it because it should be hilarious.
Yes, laughing.
People get their business put out there. So it can happen. Real good. I enjoyed your show. And I enjoy speaking with you, and take care of yourself.
You too, man. Definitely, man. You know, whenever you all start your show, man, you know who my show is? Inbox me, man, so I can favorite, so I can follow you.
Fair enough. Brown Beasley, talk to you.
All right, I'm from Lee Mayor. All right. Okay, okay. Appreciate the caller. Man, that was, I'm telling you, Smelly, was, he's talking about in the chat room now. He said, "Lord, I'm on a goofy show about listening to you." And that's what I'm saying. Like, as a matter of fact, I got to start doing that again, right, when we simulcast, because that's what we do, too, that a lot of people don't realize you can do, is go talk to other shows while you're doing your show. It kind of mixes, you're mixing the audiences. You get mixing the crazy, and now you're doubling your pleasure in two spots. Now you got this going on this show, and you got this going on this show. That's what it is, and then they, people will start getting used to you. And a lot of people don't realize just because your show is on at this time, and your show is on the same time, doesn't mean you got to hate on that show. I've seen people do that. They got hate on the show because they come on at the same time. It's a person they support. Get out of here. Like, somebody's show came on today, and my boy Renato's show, they usually come on about at the same time. But one of the things, and that's why I tell you I power the archives, that's what it's there for. If you miss it, go back and listen to them, man. I can't stress any more. I teach class in that all day long. And I'm about to read some more of the chat room discussion. It was actually pretty interesting. So let me go back. Bam, there we go. Okay, so here we go. Living is, Smelly says, I'm living and loving and being loved is way more precious than money. The USA is a capital. Hold on, let me go. I'll tell you, man, this is interesting. The USA is a capitalistic country. And if you ain't here to make money, you're in the wrong place. Most of us are in the wrong place. And we just want to live, and living is not profitable. It's not a profitable commodity. That's why the burial business is so big. He was mentioning that he stopped dating during the months of October through March. There's too many holidays in between. And so, I mean, if you get outside your box, you will find what you're looking for. Sometimes that means leaving this country. And, you know, he was saying him being celibate, and which I don't understand why people got to hate on that. That should be an admirable thing, if people not hating on stuff like that. But, you know, we're in the world where everybody wants to do something. He was mentioning something for Brown Beasley about saying that you control the show. You control the show. And you got to let it talk about any and everything in life. Being one-sided in radio is a no-go. Yes, I can't say anything better. And making your network stronger. He's new. He might have a new show, but he ain't new to this. And he was saying that making your network stronger. And that's why, and Smelly mentioned that, he mentioned Trilateral Commission Radio. Like, what's Trilateral Commission? Everybody always asks, whatever he mentioned, like, what is this name? What is this phrase? It was something that, well, me, DJ Smells So Good, Captain Smells So Good, whichever point you met him, you know, and we got him. And then you also got my boy, Goofball. All three of us, you know, we were always going to each other's shows. And, we just so crazy. And not only go to each other's shows, but we're going to other shows and shake him up. Not like necessarily in a negative way, but shake him up and keep him moving. And so that's why we started that. And then, of course, we started having other people come in that umbrella of the Trilateral Commission. So there's three ways to this, man. You know, some of y'all might start getting a little weird. Oh, is that the Illuminati? Hey, come on, man. Get the heck out of here. The Illuminati could never be this one. All right. Now I got another naughty moment for y'all because I told you I had two. I mentioned one. And this one, oh, man, when I tell y'all this is juicy, it's juicy. All right, so I got to put up my Barry White. I got to put up my, not Barry White, Rudy V voice to all of y'all. DFW, y'all know who I'm talking about, the Rudy V voice. All right, so this is I'm coming all the way from San Antonio, and I'm going to read her. This is her naughty moment of the week. So I am exploring the lifestyle of BDSM. Well, I first learned that I really enjoy BDSM. When I really enjoyed BDSM was when I was on top of him, and I put my hand around his neck and slowly added pleasure. His eyes showed the pleasure he was feeling, and the stiffened arousal filled me up even more. This excites me, so I asked him, did he want a taste? What he just made me do. He barely opens his mouth to respond, and she slaps him. She asks him again, but now in a more stern voice, that he says, yes, yes, Mistress, I do. That was the first time she was called Mistress. That was the first time she experienced an out-of-body experience. After that, she explored, and she fell more in love with him. So, and she also made the posters about merinthophilia. I think I pronounced it right. Y'all might just slap me. This is where you have sexual arousal from being tied up. some people like being bonded, man, not being, you know, they kind of like that thrill of trying to escape, and the fact they can't, you know, it gets them aroused. And that's basically what that was talking about. And wow, that story, man, that was a juicy story. Juicy story. So, again, people, mind y'all every week with the 90 moments of the week. Obviously, if you shut up, if we don't mention it on today's show, or like you know, the next week we'll mention or whatever, we don't mention on the current show you're sitting into, we will mention it on the future show. Make sure they hot. You ain't gotta make up something. Just be, you know, you never know. Some people get discouraged and think it's not crazy enough to think it's not to be said. Sometimes simple is great. It's just like when some of these artists are getting on the top of the charts, they get the simplest beat. Sometimes being simple is better. So don't downplay yourself and think you're not just as good as the rest. And I'm gonna close out, you know, my topic about can you be single and enjoy Valentine's Day? Again, yes you can. It's all about you choose your destiny and how you want to celebrate it. It's just like I've got more appreciative of how I celebrate the holidays. Like Christmas. For me, Christmas, yeah, I love the gifts. Don't get me wrong, I love the gifts. But I love even more so being around my family. It's nothing greater than being able to enjoy them while they're here on earth and why they're vice versa. And just being able to spend that time with them on Christmas is great. Thanksgiving is not necessarily about, Thanksgiving. I love eating food. I love to see what kind of crazy food they're going to cook for this year. And, again, another time to spend time with the family. I love those times I get to spend with them. Because you never know, man. You can lose one tomorrow, and so I'm one of those people that I'm really about the family dynamic. I know some people got effed up family problems, but heck, man, this minute stuff, man. Don't let it stop you from mending it, man. Because sometimes, y'all know, we sit here and we dwell over things that just don't. You know, it's just crazy, man, that you can get over it. And move on. My family, you know, we're pretty good about, we don't sit there and trip on each other. And I certainly appreciate you coming through, man. I'd like to come peek through your show. And I mean, it's just people forgetting it, man. Like, they forgetting the family dynamic, and I can say, and family And family doesn't always mean necessarily by blood. Sometimes there's some people that's there for you all the time. We take them for granted. You know, my family is more than just my blood family, immediate family. It also goes to my family on Dust Spot, my family on Life at the Dusk Live, my family, Human Canvas, the people who I network with, they become a part of my family, and then their families become part of my family. That's just how it is, man. You can't take it for granted, and that goes into account, again, with Valentine's Day. Don't let it stop you from being able to celebrate it because you're not in a relationship. It's a day of love, last month, I said, right? So what's wrong with showing love for yourself and just being glad that you're able to be able to enjoy it? And it doesn't mean in everything. Sometimes just do simple stuff, man. Wish people, sometimes just say something like, wish people happy Valentine's Day. Make some corny graphic or whatever. Do something. It doesn't necessarily always be somebody in your relationship with. So we have to get out of that mindset. That's what Valentine's Day means, that we have to be in a relationship. It's about how can we make a relationship grow farther. So, heck, man, that's pretty much it, man. You know, we're going to go ahead and close the show out early in a bit. I want to remind y'all before we go, two things. Make sure if you miss any parts of the show, you can always check them out at blogtalkradio.com/CediJ. S-C-E-D-D-Y, letter J. Or you can go to iTunes, type in Dust Spot Radio Network. When you go there, you'll be able to listen to all the shows. Mostly. And also, make sure y'all check out our sponsors, man. Audible.com, check them out. You can get a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook to go with it, man, from over 150,000 titles. All you simply got to do is go to audibletrial.com/CediJ, C-E-D-D-Y, letter J. Also, make sure you check out Notoriously Naughty at Notoriously Naughty. If you search it on Facebook, spelled exactly the words it sounds in the way you are in the dictionary. Or you just type, you go to the link, let it go on Facebook.com/NNteam, and then you'll be able to find them as well. That's pretty much it, man. Also, to remind you, special public service announcement we mention every Wednesday, every hump day. If you go and hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, y'all, we're rolling on now, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, over there's a U, there is a way. You tuned to the episode of Life in the Dust Live. Your boy, CityJ, we roll on out. Peace.